You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Shut it down. I'm hunting for someone, y'all. He's a lion thieving rattlesnake, and he's broken every law. He's terrorized the lives of men, and he's under arrest because I've been sent with a warrant from the body of Christ.
What's happening? Why is there?
Satan, bite the dust.
You just tuned in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast, a ministry where you do experience change. Tune in every Saturday from 11:15 to 11:30 a.m. We're excited about your deliverance. Let's go quickly into today's broadcast with your host, Apostle L. Meg Farquhar. Thank you for tuning in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast today. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our healer, our deliverer, the Savior of the whole entire world. We just thank the Lord today for being in the land of the living. Let's go quickly before the throne of grace and just really begin to just love on our God today. Lord Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we lift you up, we magnify your name. There is none like you in all the earth. Great and almighty is your name. Your name is great and greatly to be praised. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Thank you, Lord, for doing, being willing and able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think according to your power that working in us. Father, we just thank you today. We just thank you for the minute blessings of healing and deliverance, the great blessings of healing and deliverance, and the miraculous blessings. We just thank you so much today. Thank you for your word that's forever settled in heaven. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, which is the antidote for our sickness, sin, and disease. Thank you for salvation today, eternal life. We give you praise today. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, our helper today, for you are good. The Lord is good. And your mercy endured forever. Thank you for your loving kindness because you are a very generous God, and we give you praise today. Lord, I'm praying for someone today that need a supernatural divine intervention in their life. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus to stretch forth your emergency hand of healing, deliverance, and provision, and provide for your people today, watching over your word to confirm it. For your word says that you take pleasure in prospering your children. Your word says that if we're being evil, know how to give good gifts to our children. Will not our Heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him? Thank you, Heavenly Father, because your word is true. You said, I would that you would prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prospers. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Your word declares to us that ask and we shall receive, for all who ask receives. And so, Father, I thank you as we receive by faith those that need that touch of healing, deliverance, provision, opportunity, doors of opportunity and favor in the name of Jesus to be flushed open on their behalf, Lord. And we thank you for your favor today. I'm reminded of what you told me, Lord Jesus. You said when you have nothing else, that's when my favor is activated. So we thank you, Lord, for the activation of your favor upon those that have been crying out to you. Thank you for hearing the outcry of your people. Thank you for answering prayers in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we praise you and we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, the Lord is a great and a good God. I mean, he is merciful. I mean, he is so kind and loving. Yes, he's a just God because he's a holy God and he's a righteous God. As a matter of fact, the very foundation of his throne is holiness and righteousness. And so the scripture tells us, let everyone that names the name of the Lord depart from sin. So Jesus is right there on the throne at the right hand, the power of God. Amen. Make an intercession for us. And hallelujah, Father, we just thank you today that we can come before your throne of grace and get forgiveness. I don't know who don't want to be clean. I mean, we clean our clothes, we get our shower, but it is a blessing to be cleansed from our sins on a daily note each time we ask him. And I thank him for that in the name of Jesus Christ. I was thinking about the message for today. I hadn't had anything yet. And the Lord began to talk to me. He says, I want you to talk about me. I want you to talk about his presence, his spirit today. And so we're going to do that today, because a lot of times we are accusing or having an accusation against the Lord, and it's not even him. As a matter of fact, Jesus said everything that needed to be done for us is finished. He said, I finished the task that my Father sent me to do. And so we're going to talk today, because the Lord Jesus says, listen, it's expedient for me to leave. If I don't go, then the Father cannot send the Helper, which is the Holy Spirit. And a lot of times we feel like we are alone and we by ourselves in the natural. But it's time for us to really, really begin to make our spiritual senses more acute. Amen. By being in the Word of God, in the presence of the Lord, that we may be able to hear him and be sensitive to the Helper that he sent us, which is the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so I was thinking about that. I was thinking about how the Lord said, you fought hard to keep the anointing. And I thought about that because, you know, in Psalm 61, it says, you know, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach the gospel. We want to stop right there at that part about the Spirit of the living God is upon me and he's anointed me. Many times we're not experiencing the help that we should because we're not open to the help of the Holy Spirit. We deny him at every end. And it was so very interesting that I thought about that. It's like, you know how the scripture tells us in Proverbs to guard our heart, for out of the heart flows the issues of life. We have to guard the anointing. The anointing what? The presence, the spirit, the presence of the Lord, the Spirit of the living God coming into our atmosphere, being upon us. Like, we have to be so careful be what we're hearing, what we're seeing, who we're entertaining, what things we're entertaining. Because the very places that we try to go to, the Holy Spirit a lot of times is saying, no, I don't want you there because I won't be able to stay there. I won't be able to stay there because they will not receive me there, you know, and that's at any given place. And so a lot of times when the Lord is saying, stop doing a specific thing, I want you to live holy. I want you to get back in the Word. I want you to get back into prayer. We wonder why we don't feel as revived or restored or rejuvenated. Hallelujah. And re-rusing with the anointing of God is because we are allowing the small foxes that eat up the vine. We're allowing the small things that we allow to enter into our lives, whether it's TV shows, whether it's the social media, the negative things, the demonic things, the demonic practices and things that we continue to indulge in, instead of really, really setting our face like flint so that we for the Lord Jesus Christ, so that his presence of his spirit can manifest and be around us and be in us. And that not only for our own sake, but that it can actually be an input output so that somebody else, amen, can be able to feel or receive the deliverance and the healing that they need for their life. You know, it was interesting. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It was very interesting that they wanted Peter to even just pass by so that the people can get healed just from Peter's shadow, just from the presence. What was they talking about? They were talking about the presence that was upon Peter, the Spirit of the living God. Even Jesus, when he came up out of the water, when John baptized him, his cousin baptized him. When Jesus came out of the water, then the Holy Spirit rested upon Jesus. And it's interesting that it remained upon Jesus. And John the Baptist made a statement where he said the Spirit of the living God was not given to Jesus by measure. We can pause right there. That's a revelation. He said it wasn't given to him by measure, but in its fullness. And so if it wasn't given to Jesus by measure, that's interesting that there are things that we need to do so that we can begin to grow and go from faith to faith, glory to glory, and the measure levels of the power of God, his spirit upon our life will begin to manifest at greater levels, greater dimensions, glory to God, greater levels of weight, amen? And we will begin to be sensitized in our natural, but our spiritual senses will be more acute. Somebody ought to tell Jesus, thank you, Lord, right there. We praise you right there. And an interesting thing to give a little, you know, background on that is Samson and Delilah. It was very interesting. I mean, use many different revelations you can preach from the book of Judges, chapter 16. But the very interesting thing was Samson had the spirit of the living God upon him, the power of God, because of his hair. And it was very interesting that they could not, the Philistines needed to find some kind of way to get him from the presence of the Lord. They know they could not deal with Samson unless they found out what is his secret. Why is he so powerful? What is he moves like the power of God. Who is this? We need to find out what it is so we can what? Take Samson down. Samson was covering. He knew what it was. He knew no razor should come up on his head. But because he allowed Delilah in her victim state of, oh, you won't tell me, oh, you don't love me, oh, you won't share with me, that he finally gave in to her. And when he gave in to her, thinking that she loved him and, oh, that she would protect his secret. See, that's another thing. We have to stop giving out and sharing. You know, Jesus made a profound statement when he said, don't cast your pearls before swine. Sometimes we're just giving out, giving out, giving out, and giving out. But Samson lost his power, the presence of the Lord, when his hair was cut. And he was no longer able to defend himself against the Philistines. And they poked. He lost his eyes in that matter. It was only until his hair started to grow back that he asked the Lord to forgive him and to help him. And he was able then to defeat the Philistines and him himself dying along with them. And so the Lord is saying, many of my people, they're not taking the anointing that's on their life, my presence, my spirit, as a value. But the greatest authority on this earth and the most powerful person moving on this earth is the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so we have to begin to get back, repent, say, Lord, I'm sorry for taking your spirit for granted, your anointing for granted, and we need to get back into place. And so I'm very excited about that. And I pray that this message really, really reaches you and let you understand that a lot of things that you're going through is simply because you gotta guard that presence. The presence of the Lord has to be guarded. And you have a lot, and I have a lot to do with what we allow into our lives. Amen. God bless you today. And I just wanted to give a shout out to, amen, Lord, thank you for your grace and your mercy that's covering us. I wanted to give a shout out today for Luna Days Cafe. I went to this Luna Days Cafe because I like, you know, the smoothie drinks or whatever. They really turned me on to the dragon fruit, and I had some elderberries in there, and it was just a great refreshener. So if you're in that area right there on Palm Bay Road and you know where Rosie's is and the Winn-Dixie Plaza, go right up in there. They got all type of smoothies. They have an area for children. They're right by Planet Fitness. So you can go right in there and you can get you a smoothie or refreshener drink, something with protein too, for your health, because we're working on our good health. Amen. And so for those who are saying to the Lord, Lord, help me, restore me, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give you praise. We glorify you, Father. We thank you for another day. Lord, in the name of Jesus, send your anointing, your power, in the name of Jesus, out in the airways. Break the powers of darkness, as you've already delivered us from them and from around our life, and show us the areas where is hindering and stopping your Holy Spirit from moving at great measures in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I send the power, healing virtue of the Lord Jesus Christ to every person that's battling sickness in their life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I said, be healed, be set free, be delivered, for the Son of God, Jesus Christ, has set you free in Jesus' name. And for those that are in prison and those that are in wherever you're located, this is the time we're celebrating Thanksgiving. Every day is Thanksgiving. Amen. Because Jesus gives thanks every single day. God bless you, and he loves you. Amen. We thank you for tuning in today to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. We're excited about your deliverance, and we will continue to pray for you that the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth will bring healing, deliverance, and restoration radically into your life. Until the next time, God bless you.
Now, Satan, you're next in line. I'm gonna hit you where it hurts. Cause I'm tired of you and my family. And I'm tired of you and my church. I'm not my own, I'm both.